There's an explosive development in the investigation into claims of widespread sexual violence against Chicago Park District lifeguards. The chief investigator in the probe alleges higher-ups at the Park District have been attempting to, quote, impede and obstruct his work. Deputy Inspector General Nathan Kipp wrote that he was inexplicably suspended last week in an effort to tank the investigation. He spoke about it with WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos.
Mr. Kipp, thanks for agreeing to talk with us. You were the chief investigator in this case for nearly a year and a half. How did this all start, and what sort of problems did you find at Chicago's beaches and pools?
I began as Deputy Inspector General for the Chicago Park District in early April of 2020, approximately a couple of weeks before I began. Our office received two complaints, together alleging widespread instances of sexual abuse, sexual assault, physical abuse, and what I would classify as hazing throughout the Chicago Park District's lifeguard corps. As the investigation progressed through the summer, it was clear that these weren't just one-off allegations, but that it was a really deep-seated systemic issue that pervaded the entire beaches and pools unit within the Park District.
So now suddenly you're off the case. You're taken off the case, I should say. What do you know about why you've been suspended indefinitely without pay?
I don't know anything. No explicit reason has been given to me as to why I was placed on suspension. The only explanation that was given to me was by some HR personnel. They said that they couldn't tell me why I was placed on suspension, not because they couldn't tell it to me, but just because they did not know, but that the only thing that they were aware of was that someone within the Park District organization, who is not my immediate supervisor, Inspector General Elaine Little, had demanded that I be suspended. Basically, what has happened is somebody from the administration, over whom the Inspector General has a jurisdiction, is deciding who will be able to investigate them. That really is unacceptable and just antithetical to the entire purpose of having an inspector general in the first place.
So in your statement, you use words like impeding, obstructing, cover up, whitewash. Those are pretty strong terms. How far up the chain of command at the Park District does this investigation need to go?
It should really go all the way to the top. At Mr. Kelly's press conference on Monday.
That's the CEO of the Park District, Michael Kelly.
Yes, and he acknowledged that he took close to 6 weeks to forwarding to our office the first complaint that was submitted in this entire investigation, even though he told the complainant that he was going to be immediately forwarding the complaint to our office. Not only that, but we have received information that he subsequently reached out to that same complainant to, quote, keep him in the loop regarding if she is going to be speaking to OIG investigators in the future. Given the fact that he's the CEO and superintendent of the Park District, is calling a woman who has reached out to him for help, there definitely is an implicit intimidation factor there.
So we should say that the CEO, Mr. Kelly, has defended his actions, but you were not impressed by the reforms he promised earlier this week to the media and the public. If you don't trust the Park District and its inspector general to handle this, where should this matter go now?
I think it is in the interest of all parties, particularly the Park District employees who have come forward to report all of the abuse and harassment that they have endured, for State's Attorney Kim Fox to intervene and to assume all control over this investigation, to remove any doubt whatsoever that this is not an independent investigation and that this will just be swept under the rug.
What would you say to the young women who you've interviewed, who've confided in you and your colleague on the investigation about what's happened here and what they should think about whether they're going to get justice and truth?
At the outset, I just want to express that I am extraordinarily saddened and sorry that they had to experience whatever it is that they had to experience. I couldn't imagine going through it, and I definitely couldn't imagine having the feeling that I couldn't report it to anyone out of fear of retribution, or that whatever I reported would not be taken seriously. I would hope that they would know that I have worked tirelessly and very aggressively to address the larger systemic issues throughout the administration.
Mr. Kipp, this is Chicago. Are you concerned about what this does to your career, to your life?
Absolutely. I am well aware that I am putting myself out there, and I am obviously not going to be making friends by coming forward like this, but I will be able to tell myself that I've done everything in my power possible to make sure that not only have past wrongs been righted, but that those past wrongs will not be repeated in the future. Everything needs to be brought out to the public, and the public needs to know whatever it is that is going on.
That was Nathan Kipp, the Chicago Park District's Deputy Inspector General. He's been suspended from working on the investigation into widespread sexual abuse among lifeguards. He was talking with WBEZ's investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos. In a statement, Kipp's boss, Elaine Little, did not give a reason for his suspension, but she denied his allegations about outside influence into the investigation. Little did not respond to our request for an on-air interview.